the grocery store. If you have a few hours a month to spare, you could be a daughter for the day. For more information, 301-316-1206. That's 301-316-1206.
That's a nice idea that you could be a daughter for the day. Good morning, Congressman Cummings. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm doing real good.
Wonderful. It is such a pleasure to talk with you. Tell us a little bit about the second annual African-American Prostate Cancer Disparity Summit.
First of all, welcome back, Sandy. I'm so glad that you're okay and you've been in our prayers.
Well, thank you.
This is Prostate Health Education Week. And every year, the Prostate Health Education Network comes together to try to make folks more aware of prostate cancer and remind them that of all cancers, this is the second leading cancer with regard to causing death. And, of course, African-American men suffer from this disease at a 2.4% greater rate than does whites. And the science is not all in on this. It's still trying to figure it all out. But one thing they do know is that if there's early detection, the rate of cure, and I say cure, is almost 100%.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if it is detected late, your success rate for cure is more like 30%. So you can see that's a big difference. And that's why the prostate cancer folks are constantly trying to remind men to get the prostate cancer test when they go in to their annual checkups or, you know, and to do those kind of things that are so important to stay alive and stay healthy. And one thing that I've loved always about your efforts, Sandy, is you talk a lot about prevention. And this is one of those prevention kind of things that people can do to keep themselves healthy. Because prostate cancer is a very, 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 very serious disease.
It is true. What are some of the things that will be discussed during this summit?
Well, what we'll be discussing is the whole idea of, first of all, the seriousness of the matter,
mm-hmm.
how we can get the word out more effectively and efficiently. A very interesting topic that will be discussed is how women play a significant role in getting their loved ones tested. What the statistics show is that women are the ones who are usually the driving forces behind men getting checked out.
That's right. Go to the doctors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure women are listening today, and I'm begging them. I'm not asking. To encourage the men in your life, be it your father, your husband, your friends, to go out there and make sure that they get the prostate cancer test. A lot of men don't like to talk about it because it's something that they just don't feel comfortable with. But they need to do this because, again, what happens is a lot of people say, well, Cummings, why is it that if you catch it early, you can take care of it more easily, and then your chances of survival goes down to 30% later on if you detect it late? Well, the problem is that it metastasizes. That is, it spreads
mm-hmm.
and to other parts of the body, and that's the big problem. But I can think. And just the other day, I went into the bank, and I ran into three black men, who had over the last year or so, gone in and found that they had prostate cancer, and all of them, fortunately, had done it. Got detected early, and so they all of them seemed to be like they sounded like they were in good shape, but the fact is they got to it early, and so there's going to be if people want to know more about where they can be tested for free, they might want to just give our office a call. We're now putting together our list of places where they can go to get free testing to check themselves out.
Okay, and can you give your number for people to call?
Sure. It's 410-685-9199, 410-685-9199. And this, by the way, this event will be going on, a prostate cancer event, where we're going to have these seminars. It's going to be going on September, from Thursday, September 21st, through Friday, September 22nd. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be both days in room B338 of the Rayburn House building. Again, I know people may not have the things that they need to write down all this information, but if they can just remember that number, 685-9199, 410-685-9199, we can fax them, email them the detailed information. But again, this discussion that we're having right now, Sandy, will more than likely save some lives if people take this information and act on it. And ladies, don't forget, you play a significant role.
Well, thank you very much, and it is so very important that people get checked out and find out where they stand. And we thank you for sharing this information with us today.
And thank you. Stay well.
Okay.